One of the great guys on either side of the political aisle, great, informative, a resume like none other, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, who's done just about everything in government and beyond. Welcome back, Governor. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, glad to be with you, Brian. You got a good show, pal.
Well, I appreciate you listening, and I'd love to get your perspective on where this is going, because I've talked to the most astute people outside Michael Barone, who said it's going to be big for Romney. No one can figure it out, and look at me confidently. The president looked confident moments ago when he said, complimented Governor Romney on the campaign and said he feels good about it. What do you think? Being that the die is cast already, what do you think? How's it going to go?
Well, my expertise.
I know you want President Obama.
No, I do. I think he's going to pull it out. 290 electoral votes. You need 270. And I said this to you, Brian, at the convention, Democratic convention, that it's going to be the Hispanic states, the three Hispanic states that are the margin of victory, Nevada, Colorado, and Florida. I know that there's disputed data with Florida and possibly Colorado, but I think that Hispanic vote is going to go over 70%. Now, George Bush was elected president with 44% of the Hispanic vote nationally. I don't think Romney's going to get near that. I think he's going to be at about 25%. That's what I think will be the margin of victory, but it's, you know, I'm not perfect. That's what I think will happen.
And while the Hispanic vote is playing a bigger role in North Carolina, and if North Carolina does go to the president, that's what the experts say will be the reason. I find it interesting. I think we're going to get a good indication after Virginia, right? It closes at 7.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're very organized there. We could get a lot of results that we can count on. And by what, 9 o'clock?
I would think so. I think if Virginia goes for Obama, I won't say it's over, but it'll be almost over, and we'll know by then. And that Latino-Hispanic vote in the suburbs of D.C., in Arlington and Fairfax County, it's a huge number. God, they're growing, and I think that may be the indicator, early returns from that part of Virginia. And if Virginia comes in early and it's Obama, it's probably all over.
Could be. And I just want to factor in something not many people thought would factor in, and that is Minnesota, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. I mean, I saw a poll yesterday that had Michigan 1 point in Romney's column, and at the very least within 3 points of Romney's column. And that's the place where the discrepancy on how to handle the auto bailout, I thought, would just wipe him out. And in Minnesota, they say this traditional marriage provision will be an indication of where Minnesota's going to go, because if they voted up for traditional marriage, that's good news for Governor Romney.
You know, Brian, what I think it's going to amount to is, I know this is a cliche, is turnout and organization. Whoever has the better ground game, and you know, when I was running in Iowa, I was a victim of the Obama ground game. It's superb. It's fabulous. Now, the Republicans, Romney has a good ground game, too, and they may have a little bit of intensity on their side. So, you know, right now, all of these polls, all of these issues, it's going to be up to organization, who turns out, who's the most persuadable organization. And I think, again, by gut feeling, the president will barely pull it off. It'll be 20 electoral votes. But I think it will know also tonight, Brian.
I also think this. I just asked this to Pat Buchanan, and I want to get your take. My sense is, you like boxing. I know you're a baseball player. You like boxing, though, right?
Right. I love
it. So do you ever see a fighter get in the ring and think that they got it handled easily, and next thing you know, they're in the fight of their life? I almost sense, in a way, that President Obama thought, all right, I got this. I pretty much know who I'm facing. I'm set. I've studied him. I'm better than him. And in the next thing you know, we're in the fall, and he's in a fight he never thought he was in, and a guy that's a lot better than he thought.
Look, I got to hand it to Romney. I thought that the primary, the very bitter primary process would have him really weakened, but the guy rebounded, and the guy, you know, put his campaign together, and he performed very well in that first debate. This guy's a fighter. You're right. It was. I think the president was coasting towards a decision, and then Romney got some punches in with the debate. Now it's going to be up to the American people, and I think the president will win. I won't even call it a split decision. I think it'll be a unanimous decision, but close.
All right, so Governor Richardson, my last question to you. I know that you and the Clintons haven't healed. You took a huge leap in saying Barack Obama's my guy, and it hurt Senator Hillary Clinton at the time, who wanted to be president. But are you shocked that Bill Clinton put the animosity behind him and ended up being his number one leadoff hitter in all the big states, four appearances yesterday in Pennsylvania? What's behind that?
Well, I think that President Clinton wants Obama to win. I think he sees it as his legacy.
Really? He's not like President Obama? I mean, he used to compromise.
Yeah, but I think that he wants to see, deep down, he's somebody that is loyal to the party. I think that he wants to see President Obama win. You know, the president is, Clinton is a loyal guy, except with me.
Yeah, why is he, how could he still be mad at you and make up with President Obama? That's got to tick you off.
I don't know, because he's president and I'm not. So yeah. I don't know. I wish President Clinton well. I think it's been a very exciting race,
right.
And Brian, I want to just compliment you. You're an upstanding guy, and even though we don't agree on most things, I respect you, and I wish you the very best.
Thanks, we agree. We like baseball, big sports
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we do it. Boxing, right?
You got boxing. It, Governor. I look forward to talking to you in the aftermath and see where we go. See if we can get either administration to actually govern.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks so much, Governor Richardson. Hey, I'm just going to go on record. I think that Mitt Romney will win this thing, and I think that he'll have closer to 300 than to 270. And I think we'll get an indication with a quick victory in Virginia. But I could be wrong. Kilmeade and friends.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.